Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. And our saint of the day for today, September 9th, is St. Peter Claver. 1 Timothy 6, 1-3 says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness." Galatians 3:28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." September 9th, the church celebrates the life of St. Peter Claver, which illustrates the very intent of St. Paul's writing to St. Timothy and to the Galatians. His whole life was modeled after the New Testament. St. Peter Claver was born of impoverished parents in Verdú, Catalonia, Spain. The early experience would be the foundation that St. Peter Claver would come to understand the people with whom he would serve with pastoral care. In 1580, Spain, St. Peter grew up in the environment that is not too different from what is happening in the United States today. The Spanish tax burden fell on the poor, hitting the agricultural society particularly hard. Despite this, the Spanish government's expenditures continued to climb. As a result, the Spanish government borrowed money and then assigned future revenues to the bankers. Does all this sound familiar? The interest that the government has to pay back kept the government from ever paying off their debts. This was the environment St. Peter Claver was raised in, and he really didn't have the hermitage that his ancestry once had owned. From his early years, he places himself in the heart of Jesus and Mary. His love for the Lord was apparent in all who knew him. As expected, St. Peter Claver decided to attend a Jesuit college in Barcelona, and in 1602, at age 18, became a novitiate at Tarragona. Final vows on August 8, 1604, St. Peter Claver was only 20 years old. During his studies, St. Peter became associated with St. Alphonse Rodriguez, who influenced St. Peter to be a missionary. They were inspired to go to the Indies and save millions of perishing souls. These two great saints took 2 Timothy 4:5 to heart. "But you, be self-possessed in all circumstances, put up with hardship, perform the work of an evangelist, and Episcopalian minister. Both St. Peter Claver and St. Alphonsus have done a great deal for evangelization. St. Alphonsus was a hard worker, was a doorkeeper. He would meditate on the scriptures in his mind while hard at work. He allowed the Holy Spirit to work in his life. That life was irresistible to St. Peter Claver, who was greatly encouraged by St. Alphonsus. The church for a long time had condemned slavery. Pope Paul III condemned slavery a century before, but the European colonists refused to listen. From Africa, there was money to be made for each of the black tribes of Africa and the European buyers who enslaved blacks working to work farm plantations and mines. The journey from Africa to the Americas was a terrible hardship. Once in the Americas, the Slavs were expected to live their lives as slaves. When St. Peter Claver became exposed to what was happening, he resolved to give his life on behalf of the slaves for the rest of his life. St. Peter did everything he could to bring material and eternal salvation to all the African slaves. In 1610, he arrived in modern-day Colombia, where he made his vow to serve the African slaves forever until slavery would be finally ended. St. Peter overcame health problems. Adjusting to the tropical climate, he learned to communicate with the African population he served. Because of St. Peter Claver and his influence, Spanish royal officials contributed to help the slaves, giving relief and religious education. But the slave traders continued to be harsh. They felt that St. Peter Claver was in the way of their money-making agenda. Despite the influence of St. Peter, several of the Spanish refused to go to confession where the slaves were populated. Even today, we can still see its effect of separation in America. By his whole example, St. Peter lived the Catholic faith by being an example to all he met. He lived on meager means himself, living in the condition of those he served. His generosity affected thousands. His reputation did far more in securing food, drink, and helping the sick. Like St. Paul, St. Peter Claver's life was of humility and penance, leading to miraculous occurrences in which he healed the sick with the touch of his cloak, appeared surrounded by the supernatural light during his hospital visit. Acts 19:11 states, "So extraordinary were the mighty deeds of God accomplished in the hands of St. Paul, and when faith caused their aprons to touch the skin were applied to the sick, their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them." In the course of time, September 8, 1654, St. Peter baptized and reached more than 300,000 slaves, serving four decades in Colombia. Like St. Paul before him, St. Peter Claver would enter into heavenly glory. Pope Leo XIII canonized both St. Peter Claver and St. Alphonsus on 15 January 1888. Prayer. St. Peter Claver, you showed Christ's love to the slaves, going where no one else would go and doing what no one else would do. Give us the courage to put aside our fears and prejudices. Give wholly of ourselves to minister to those enslaved by poverty, hunger, fear, and ignorance. Help us to demonstrate Christ's love by our actions as well as our words, so that others may come to believe in his saving power. Amen. Going where no one else would go. Haven't we heard that phrase before? And that's our theme for today. Going where no one else would go.
Yeah, that was a Star Trek.
Have you ever heard that phrase? Yeah, Star Trek,
yeah,
where no one
Star
has
Trek.
Gone before.
And our sneak peek is St. Thomas of Villanova. That's the sneak peek for tomorrow.
What's the one for 9/11?
For 9/11?
You as a sneak?
That would be St. Cyprian. For 9/11. St. Cyprian. But the one for tomorrow is St. Thomas of Villanova.
Villanova. Isn't there a college name for him?
I know that there's Villanova, so yeah.
Well, it's Villanova University.
Yeah, so tune in for tomorrow to find out about St. Thomas of Villanova. So that'd be interesting.
You know, you get into the lives of these saints, and they're all humble. They all humble themselves.
That's very important right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they do all kinds of things that our Lord is calling them to.
I noticed
right
the parallel with I noticed the parallel with the conditions here in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. We could use a number of St. Peter Clavers. We could use a number of them today.
Well, we could use about 100 of them. And that's just for openers.
Yeah. And so now we need to be praying for our priests.
Oh, amen.
That's what. So we will go ahead and pray for our priests.
There we go.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Our prayer for priests today is coming from Pope Benedict XVI, and he gave this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal high priest, you offered yourself to the Father on the altar of the cross, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave your priestly people a share in your redeeming sacrifice. Hear our prayer for the sanctification of our priests. Grant that all who are ordained to the ministerial priesthood may be ever more conformed to you, the Divine Master. May they preach the gospel with pure heart, clear conscience. Let them be shepherds according to your own heart, single-minded, in service to you and to the church, and shining examples of a holy, simple, and joyful life. Through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother and ours, draw all priests and the flocks entrusted to their care to the fullness of eternal life where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer for priests today is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. And so now we move to our prayer for children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for...
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune, with you as our guide. O God, you have prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask, take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with you, Saint Joseph, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. And we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And we're not alone. And so we call upon heaven to pray for the protection of children. You know how our Lord and our Lady, our Queen, loves the little children. And so we pray for our children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now we move into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And now we offer this prayer for souls who recently passed from this life. And Jesus said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." John chapter 16, verse 20. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And so, I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Lord, you commanded us to honor our father and mother. Have compassion in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that I may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Amen. And eternal Father, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. And then now we pray for the prodigals. We pray for those who have abandoned the faith. We pray for them. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 and to go and search for the one that has gone astray. And so that should be our objective as well. We should work towards that as well. So we pray for the prodigals. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we pray for America. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world. We pray for those who are held bound by addictions. We pray for them, and we pray for those who need deliverance from these addictions. And we pray for the prisoner and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospital, those who've been diagnosed with diseases, all kinds of, from cancers to heart disease to, you know, we pray for those who are in hospitals, that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord. We pray for the needs of your people. We pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for the spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Pray for all the needs out there, and there are many. We pray for our country. We pray for religious freedom. We pray for Catholic schools. They be a place of learning the one true faith. And so we thank you, Lord.
This has been another edition of This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And Mike, thank you for presenting our saint of the day, Saint Peter Claver. Thank you, Dad.
And so we have another exciting saint for tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Saint Thomas of Villanova. And so tune in for his story tomorrow. And Lord,
and you know it's going to be a fascinating story.
Yeah. And Lord, we thank you and we exalt you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Pray the rosary and go to Mass.